Good evening, gentlemen. We're holding tonight on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Is there Amud Ayin Hey Amud Aleph? We're going to finish up, hopefully, to the Mishnah, and then we'll start new Mishnah, which will be continuing on all the way until Ayin Vav. If you remember over here, we're concluding a sugya of what we had on the Mishnah on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, is we had a three-way machlokus. If what happens, if you have Reuven's married to Rachel, Reuven dies, and he has two surviving brothers of Shimon and Levi. Of Shimon and Levi, who both now can be they're the Yavam, because they have to now consummate the marriage or do Chalitza with Rachel, Shimon and Levi. So we have a three-way machlokus over here. If there are two brothers, even when there are two brothers, Rabbi Eliezer told us, is that even though there's two brothers, one of them can still be made for her nadarim. He can revoke her vows. Why can he revoke her vows? And how do we decide which one? So the answer we gave, according to Rabbi Ami, is that one brother, let's say Shimon, did mimer. Mimer is a rabbinic type of kedushin. He puts a ring on her finger, even though midoraisa, all he has to do is have relations with her, if they cohabit together, that itself consummates the marriage without any ceremony. The rabbis say, no, we want you to do Kedushin, and therefore we say we make him do Mimer. If he does Mimer, that is good enough. We go like Beis Shammai, that it works Midoraisa, and that is good enough to make it a valid enough marriage in order that we now can say that he can be made for Nadar. Then we have the second opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon was kind of an in-between stage. Rabbi Shimon said, Rabbi Yeshua says it's only when there's one surviving brother. The two surviving brothers, Mimer doesn't mean anything to him. He goes like Beis Hillel, and it's not enough to say Mefer Nadarim, but if there's one Yavam, since he's going to be the one who could be the eventual husband, if he consummates the marriage, if not, then consummates the Yibum, then if not, not, is he's able to be Mefer Nadarim? Rabbi Akiva says no, even if it's one Yavam cannot do it. That is the three-way machlokas we have over here. So let's start over here with that. We're going to have a braisa that kind of summarizes it and says things a little bit differently. We're going to have a braisa that we're going to say is going like Rabbi Ami. What do we mean over here? We have a braisa going like at Rabbi Ami. So if you remember, Rabbi Ami is the one who said that in Rabbi Eliezer is that we're dealing in a case where we have two brothers. We have Shimon and Levi. It could even be one, but it's Shimon and Levi. And Shimon did Mimer, and that doing Mimer, this rabbinic kedushin, gives him the ability to go ahead and be made for Nadarim. So it's going to be a touch of a review, and then we're going to get to Ayin Ham and Aleph. Let's start in the middle over here on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Tanya Nami Haki Karebi Ami. Karebi Ami's first words on the line were probably about 11, 12 lines down from the top. Tanya Nami Haki Karebi Ami. I'm going to read a little quicker just because it's a review. Shomer is Yavam ben Yavam Echad ben Shnei Yavamim. We say that this woman, Rachel, whether she has two brothers she's falling to, whether Shimon and Levi, or it's just one, or just Shimon, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Yafir. He says you can be made for Nadarim. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer La'echa V'lo L'shtayim. Only if there's one surviving brother, not two. Rabbi Kiva, Omer Lo La'echa V'lo L'shtayim. Rabbi Kiva says it doesn't make a difference. If it's two surviving brothers, one surviving brother, you can't be made for Nadarim until you have a marriage, or you have an Aras. So you have somebody who did a Midoraisa Kedushin. Amar Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says, "Umayim isha she'ein lo chelik ba ad shelo tavel reshuso." It's just as we have in a case, says Rabbi Lezer, is that if before kedushin we say over here is that she'ein lo chelik ba ad shelo tavel reshuso, is that we say is that ima isha she'ein lo chelik ba, nobody has a chelik in her ad shelo tavel reshuso until he actually puts a ring on her finger mishabas reshuso. Now that he becomes an arus in a regular case of kedushin, nigmar lo isha, he becomes her halachic fiance. She'ish lo chelik, and he has a chelik in her. Ad shelo tavel reshuso, before she came into reshus, we still say before he came to reshus, he couldn't do anything. Mishabas reshuso, now that she comes to his reshus, ain't odin shit take more low, we say that he should be able to be made for an adorim. Let me say that out one more time because I skipped a step. We're saying in a case of an arus, what's the case of an arus? In a case of an arus, before he puts a ring on her finger, he has no connection to her whatsoever. When he puts the ring on her finger, now he can now be made for an Nadarim. So too, or all the more so, when it comes to a Yavam, When it comes to a Yavam right here, before he does Mimer, this is what we're going to come say right now, that's our conclusion. Before he does Mimer, does he have a connection with her? The answer is yes, there's Zika. We're saying is he is the only one who can do either Yivam or he can do Chalitza. Now, his brother could too, but he has a connection with her. So he already has a connection to her before he does anything. Now that he goes ahead and puts a ring on her finger to do Mimer, all the more so he should be able to be made for Nedarim. That's the Kavah Chomer that Rabbi Eliezer makes. Comes along Rabbi Akiva, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, lo. Iam Rabbi Isha Shekana Hula Atzmo. When we're talking about an Arus, a regular Kedushin, where he puts a ring on her finger, Shekashem She'en lo Chelik ba, Kach En Lacherim Chelik ba. Is that just before he put the ring on her finger, it's only him that has the rishus to do anything, but beforehand, nobody had rishus to do anything. Tomar, however, when it comes to a Yavam, it's different. Be'isha shehiknalo mina shemayim, this that now she falls to one of the brothers, shekashem sheyeshlo ima chelik, kach yeshlo acherim chelik ba. Just like Shimon has a right to do Yibam to her, so too does Levi before he does Mimer, before he does anything. They both have a right. And even after Mimer, technically Midoraisa, he still could do it. So therefore, we see that Yibam is worse than Rabbi Akiva, and that's why a Yavam does not have the ability to be made for Nedarim. So therefore, Amar lo, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says back to Rabbi Akiva, says, wait a second, Akiva, Devarecha ben Shnei Yavamim. You're only talking about when there's two surviving brothers. But if there's only one surviving brother, Mata Yemeshi Val Yavamach, if there's only one surviving brother, nobody else has a chelik in her. Nobody has the ability to do Yibam with her. So if there's one surviving brother, Rabbi Yeshua says, I hold, if there's one surviving brother, he can be made for Nedarim. If there are two surviving brothers, nobody can do it. Amar Lei comes Rabbi Akiva and says, Klum Chalaknu. I don't make any chelik. Al Yavamachav al Shnei Yavami, whether it's one surviving brother, two surviving brothers, Ben Sha'asaba Mimer, Ben Shalasaba Mimer, whether he did Mimer, didn't do Mimer, says Rabbi Akiva, that's what he says, U Kishar Devarim, and like other things. What are the other things we're going to talk about right now? Cain, Nedarim, so to Nedarim, Belashan Azeh, so to Nedarim, it's like this. Amar Ben Azai said, Chaval Alecha Ben Azai. He said, it's a shame to you, Ben Azai. What do you mean, a shame to you, Ben Azai? He's talking to himself. He says, Chaval Alecha Ben Azai. It's a shame that what? Shalosh Shimashta Es Rabbi Akiva. That what? That you didn't come and serve Rabbi Akiva. Because if you would have realized the greatness of Rabbi Akiva, realize what his argument is over here. Now, what is his argument? We're going to see soon on Ayin Hamad Aleph. But you have to realize, who was Ben Azai? Ben Azai was someone who never got married. Why did he never got married? He was pater from Pru Ravu, from having children, because is that Talmudo was Amnuso, is that learning was Talmud Amnuso, was his learning was it. He learned all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. And this is someone who said, I could have been even greater if I was able to learn by the feet of Rabbi Akiva. It says over here in Rashi, it says, Shalosh Shemashah es Rabbi Akiva, Sheyodea l'natzeach kol kach l'hashiv tshuvas ma'ulos, that he was able to respond so forcefully in the way he said things. If I only could have learned this a little bit more, it would have been amazing. It would have been amazing if I could have done such a thing. Talks about this in Yevamos too. The Rashi says over there, Hefsid va'agmas nefeshu. It's a hefsid. It's a loss in how much pain I have that I wasn't able to serve Rabbi Akiva. So what's going on? What's the back and forth over here? Why is this price of going like Rabbi Ami that says Rabbi Eliezer holds? Is that Mimer? We're talking about Mimer. Where do we see in here we're doing Mimer? We didn't mention the words Mimer. Where do we see the proof? And what's coming back with Rabbi Akiva? Why is Rabbi Akiva's word so great? Then we're just going to talk about that right now. My Tanya Kavasi to Rabbi Ami. Why do we see this price? It goes like Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami was one who explained in the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. He explained in the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that in a case where one of the surviving brothers did Mimer, that's enough of a power to let him go ahead and be made for Nedarim now, right? That's what we're coming to say. Even though there's two surviving brothers, if one does Mimer, that's enough. That's what we say. Where do we see this in the Braisa? The Ketani. Because it says in the Braisa the following. The Ketani, Ben Sha'asaba Mimer, Ben Sha'asaba Mimer. Rabbi Akiva said back, I don't care whether he did Mimer or not. The fact that Rabbi Akiva gave the response, I don't care whether he did Mimer or not, it must be, Rabbi Eliezer says, we're dealing in a case where that the brother did Mimer. So that's the first proof. Inami, alternatively, a second proof. Mereisha, from the beginning of the Braisa. Why? Because it says, Dekatani, Mishinichnasa, the Rishash changes this, Mishabasa, the Rishuso. The Mishabasa, the Rishuso, difference between Nichnas, we said this before in the Gemara, Nichnas means she got married to him. But Basa, the Rishuso, came to Rishas means she's still the halakhic of fiance. She's an Arusa. Because it says Mishen Basa the Rishusa, when she became halakhically engaged, Nigmar Alo. We said in that case, that's enough where he can now go ahead and be made for an Adarim. And Aris can be made for an Adarim in partnership with the father. The Delo Kaddish, and if he was not Makaddish her, Ma Nigmar Alo. What's the Nigmar over here? We have to be dealing with Kedushin. So what do we see? We say over here also with the Yavam, it also has to be over here also we're saying, is that what happened? What are the different stages? There was a Zika stage. Reuven died. Once Reuven dies, so now we have Shimon. Shimon is now has Zika with this with Rachel. He's going to have to do something. But we see what did he do? He's going to have to do something like a Kedushin. The same type of thing as an Aris did an action. So too, Shimon's doing an action. Which action? We have to be dealing, he also did an action comparing it to an Aris. Just like an Aris put a ring on her finger. So what over here we're saying is that the Yavam also put a ring on her finger too. So that's what we're saying is the proof in the Braisa, just the way it says over here, is that he did something to bring her into his Rishus. It can't be that it just she fell to him, because he actually did an action to bring her into his Rishus. It has to be, he also put a ring on her finger. So therefore, that's why that Rabbi Yami says, we're dealing over here, Rabbi Eliezer, when he says, you can be made for Nadarim, it's not just he is the Yavam, it's a Yavam that did Mimer, that he did Mimer, and that's why it works. Oh, so Rabbi Akiva says that we learn out not like this, even if it's only one Yavam, that doesn't work, whether you did Mimer or not, Kishar Devarim, like other things, Kain Nadarim, so to Nadarim. What is that? The Gemara asks, my Ukishar Devarim, Kain Nadarim, just like other things, so to Nadarim, what are we talking about? Dikatani, as it's taught, Amarava Hakakatani. This is what we say. Iata Moda, aren't you maskim? Don't you agree? She'ein chayavin skila kinara hamarasa? She'ein chayavin. Sorry, don't you agree? She'ein chayavin skila kinara hamarasa? Is Rabbi Akiva saying like this? What does he mean, shar devarim? He says, I don't care whether he did mimer or not. Because let me ask you a question. If we have over here, Reuven dies, and Shimon does Mimer with this girl. She's a Namarasa, right? She's 12 years old, okay? 12 years old, her husband died. Rachel is 12, her husband died. She falls to Shimon. Shimon now goes ahead and does Mimer with her. If somebody comes along from the street and has relations with her, Naftali, somebody from the shuk, he has relations with her, does he get the death penalty? No. But we know a Namarasa, they do get a death penalty. So even though you're coming to tell me this is a deraisa going over here with Mimer, No, it doesn't have the same bar. It doesn't meet the same bar as a regular Namarasa. Why? Because if somebody goes and has relations with a Namarasa willingly, both she and he, they do it willingly, they get killed. They get skila, right? They get strafa. They go ahead, there's a Baskon in strafa, they get skila. They get skila, they get killed. The Namarasa, they get the death penalty over here. So since they get the death penalty over here, what do we see? And since they get the death penalty over here by skila, is what happens, as we see, is that Naranarasa is more chamer than a case, it's more stringent than a case of somebody doing Mimer. Now you might say, well, wait a second, he did Mimer, Beishamah held Mimer Deraisa. Maybe the Rosh should be skeel over here. Tosus actually raises question by us and says, maybe there could be. Either way, it seems like the Gemara is going not with that. There is no skeel over here. And even if you want to say Mimer works mid Deraisa, we still say is that it's still lacking. It's still lacking in the sense to say over here that it's a king and gummer. It's only a king and gummer during for certain things, but not regarding skila itself. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva is saying, therefore we see mimer is not good enough to say there's hafaras nedarim. That's what he says. Amar Rava Hakiyatani Yatamora Shein Chayvim Skila Kenar Marasa. Samar Ravashi Masnis Nami Dika. And the Mishnah also is like this. Ein Yavama Gemura Leisha Kishem Sharusa Gemura Leisha. Is Ravashi has a Mishnah that goes like this too. That the Braisa says, Ein Yavama Gemura Leisha, is that a Vama is not complete to her husband, like an Arusa is complete to her husband. Meaning Arusa is a higher level. We know from the Torah, from Parshas Matos, we know that an Arus can revoke vows of his halachic fiance as Arusa in partnership with the father, but that's a higher bar than someone who's a Yavama. And Yavam Yavama, we say not necessarily. That's where Rabbi Akiva is coming from. And that's why Benazeh thinks that Rabbi Akiva's words are so great. Who do we paskin like Lemaisa? Who do we paskin like? So take a look in the Ran over here. The Ran over here, it's the middle wide lines, the second to last middle wide line. If you take a look, Kishem. Kishem. It's two lines up from the very well lines. Kishem Sharusa Gamura Laisha Zakhtaran. Da Rusa Beskila Im Zinsa. We know that a Rusa, Lachu fiance, if she commits nus, she commits adultery, then she gets skila. Even though she's only an Arusa, she's halachically engaged, she's not a full marriage yet. Ula ingan alacha kaimalan karebi kiva. Says the Ran, who do we paskin like? Rebbe Kiva, which means a Yavam, even if it's only one surviving brother, cannot be made for Nadarim. De'eno mefer, lo la'echav, lo la'shnayim. It doesn't make a difference. One surviving brother, two surviving brothers. De'afal gav, the kaimalan yej zika, even though we do say there is a bond, there is zika, and not only is there a bond, we said zika means, is that the surviving Yavam is usher to her relatives. He can't marry her, even, right, he can't marry her mother, for example, right? He said there is a bond right now. Well, El Parishna, time of Rabbi Kiva, Mashum to Sphere Lay, Ain Zika, and even though we said Rabbi Kiva holds Ain Zika, and we Pashkin Ye Zika, Ekalamemra, Hani Mili, Mikami, Da Isala, Hach Braisa. That was before this Braisa of a Basra, but after this Braisa, Da Isala, Chazina, Da Fila Sphere Lay, Rabbi Kiva, the Yezika, and if Rabbi Kiva holds there is Zika, still we say he's not able to be made for her in a Darim, he's not able to be made for her in a Darim. Fine. And then I'm skipping a line, and he says, V'chein pasuk ramban. But then the Ran says like this, U'mistapkna li. I am in doubt in the following case, like this. I'm hoping it's good. Give me one second. Yeah, good. So he says, U'mistapkna li. I'm in doubt. Kaven di yavam lomati mayfair of b'makom mina erison imati mayfair or lo. He says, what's the following case? Do we say a Yavim can be made for an Adarim? What are we saying right now? No. We're passing like Rabbi Kiva. Yavim cannot be made for an Adarim. He can't be made for an Adarim. So what about the father now? We have over here, let's talk about what we have. We have the father, and we have, let's say we have a man gets engaged, Reuven gets engaged, halakhically engaged to Rachel. He puts a ring on her finger, and then Reuven dies. So we say even with an Arusa, we have a din of Yibum. That means that what? So now Rachel's going to fall to Shimon. Can Shimon be made for her Nadarim? No. We said he can't be made for Nadarim. So he's out of the picture. So do we say, just like if there was no surviving brother, that we say Nisrok Narashus La'av, is that power to be made for Nadarim gets transferred over back to the father? Do we say also here, since the Yavam can't be made for Nadarim, do we also say that power of Hafara transfers from the brother, from Reuven, skips over Shimon because he can't do anything, and goes to the father? Or because there's a Yavam in the picture, we say no, that it doesn't transfer to the father. This is what the Ran says. He says like this, Kaven the Yavam lomati mefer, since the Yavam can't be mefer, and if he does Yibam he can, but before Yibam he can't. So what do we say? Of b'makom Yavam mina erasin. So does the father now take the place of the Yavam? Does he now get that power comes back to him? Right? Imati mefer or lo. Can he or not? And the Ran says, v'lo yadana achrusa. I can't make a hachra b'hamilsa. He says, I don't know what to say over here. I don't know what to say. I'm not sure. Says miu mistabrali the nadarim shenadra beis avia the nadarim she took in her father's house or ba'oda arusa mati meferla those nadarim fine but what about the nadarim that came afterwards that he's not sure about he doesn't know the Ran says I'm not sure the Yavam can't do it can the father still be made for the nadarim by himself the Ran says over here he doesn't know it's interesting what is the shaila based on so someone to say it like this is that the Ran originally had a question the Ran said like this. The Ran says he doesn't know what's going to be the case over here. But we said originally, we wanted to know, why do we have a case originally, the Ran asked the question, is that if you say the following, why can't the father be mefer the nadarim of a Nara Marasa once she gets engaged? What's the reason he can't? Once she gets engaged, he can't do it by himself. Why not? Why can't he do it by himself? Do we say it's because she partly went out of his rishus? She only has half rishus, and then her fiance, the aris, has the other half of the rishus. Or we say no, we say differently. Or maybe he didn't go out of his rishus at all. But what? But the Torah gives a special power to the aris, and he says no, you need to do it. He needs to do it a partnership, but he still has that same power. So the chronim say like this, say a beautiful thing. Over here, we should be able to go ahead and answer this question. Why should we be able to answer this question? because the following. It seems over here she definitely went out of his rishus. If she didn't go out of his rishus at all, then what? Then we should say over here is that if she didn't go out of his rishus at all, once we have a yavam in the picture and the yavam can't do anything, so we should say, okay, now there's nobody else in the picture. She'd be able to be made for nadarim. Why does the Ran even have a question? It must be the Ran is saying over here, no, she left his rishus. It went to the fiance, the aris. Now the aris died. Does that now go back to the father, go through the yavam back to the father? Or no, it doesn't go because the yavam is kind of stopping that because there's a yavam in the picture. It means it has to be that some of the power left the father to go to him and went back. Because if not, if it never left, then it's only we also give power to the aris over here. The yavam doesn't have any power. And now the aris is dead. The aris is dead. So therefore, we should say he should be able to be made for the dark. That's what someone is saying in Shita Saran. Okay, Ad Khan until the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah, yeah? Starting the Mishnah over here, Ayin Hey Amad Aleph. The Mishnah says like this. Ha'omer le'ishto, one who says to his wife, Hanedarim she'teduri mikan sha'ad avo me'makam ploni. We have somebody who's going to take an overseas trip, right? Business trip, skiing trip, whatever he's doing. I don't know. But he's leaving town for 6 weeks, for 2 months, for 6 months, whatever it is. And he says to his wife, every neder that you take while I am gone, mikan meaning from the time I leave, we saw this before, quoted early in the Gemara Ayin Beis. Every neder that you take while I'm gone until I come back, Hari Hain Kayamin. I want them to be affirmed. He wants to confirm those nadarim. Has she taken the neder yet? No. But he wants to confirm them if she takes. The halacha is Lo Amar Klum. He can't do it. He can't do it. It means gornished mid gornished. It means nothing. It means nothing. However, if he says, Hari Hain Mufarin, if he says, every neder you take, I want it to be revoked, that's a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Mufar, Rabbi Eliezer says, those nudarim are revoked. They're gone. They're finished. V'chachamim omrim enu mufar. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say she didn't take the neder yet? Why are they revoked? Listen to the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, im hafer nudarim shebo l'klal iser, Lo yafer nadarim shalo bo l'chal eser. Rabbi Eliezer makes a great kavach homer. Once she already has the neder on her, the neder took effect. I now have a neder. It's a lot tougher to get rid of it, and yet we still say hafaris nadarim works. All the more so, he says, is that if the neder didn't take effect yet, we should say hafaris nadarim works. Now, it's an interesting way of saying it. We could have said no. Hafaris nadarim can only work if the neder is already there. But the way Rabbi Eliezer is looking at it like this is once you have a neder, to remove a neder, to remove a stain, is a lot tougher than preventing the stain from ever getting there. Right? Removing the neder is more difficult than preventing the neder from ever getting there. So therefore, if you can do hafaris nadarim, says Rabbi Eliezer, so too. But sorry, Havaras Adarim, once you have a neder, so too, all the more so you can do Havaras Adarim before the neder is even there. Before the neder is even there. Why does he say that? Hari Hu Omer, because we have a pasuk that says, Isha Yikimenu, V'Isha Yifirenu. Did I mess up over here? Give me 1 second. L'chal Isser, Lo Yafir Nadarim, Shalabah L'chal Isser. Oh, Amr Lo, I apologize. I messed up, I skipped. Comes back to Chachamim. Why did the Chachamim then say it's a Gokhov Homer? Why did the Chachamim say you can't go ahead and be made for the neder? Amrulo, Hari Hu Omer, because why? The pasuk says, Isha Yikimenu V'Isha Yifarenu. The pasuk says, her husband can uphold the neder, confirm the neder. Her husband can revoke the neder. Esha Balakal Hakim Balakal Hafer. Saying, only a neder that you're able to be making, you're able to confirm, is a neder you're able to revoke. That's the way we learn from the pasuk. It's a hekesh between the two. We say, just this, so do this. Lo balakal hakim, if you can't do alkamas nadarim, because there was no neder taking it. Everyone agrees. If there's no neder, you can't do alkama. Lo balakal hafar, therefore you can't do hafaras nadarim. Meaning the only neder you can do a hafara on is a neder you could have done a alkama on. And since the neder is not present yet, you can't do alkama, therefore you can't do a hafara. That is the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and and the Chachamim. So the question's like this over here. Exactly how does it work? Why do we say over here that you can't do hakama on a neder? Why can't you do hakama on a neder before the neder's taken? Why can't you do? So the way the Ran explains over here, the Ran, Dibra Maskel Hari over here, says the following. Hari Hain, if you take a look in the Ran, Hari Hain Kayamin Lo Amar Klum, he hasn't done anything. The Ran says over here, probably about 20 lines up from the bottom in the middle, Tedafka Le'inyan Hafara Amar Rebbe Lezer, move for a Meshum Kavachomer at D-Day, because the Kavachomer he made. Kinev Farsha Azel. Im Hafir Nedarim, Shabala Kol Eser, Shehim Chazakim B'Yoser. He says, Nedarim that were already made are already so strong, Shekavar Chalu, and we are able to be made for them, all the more so we say that if they're not, those net are there, yeah, you're allowed to do hafara. Avala inyan hakama, it's just the opposite. That what? Denihi de eshechan de nadarim shechalu de chamiri, even though we now found the nadarim are now here, they're chamir, so matzilakiyume, you can now solidify them, you can cement them in the ground. Man lemalan hachi ben nadarim shedayin lo chalu de lo elimi. If you don't have a neder here yet, says the Ran, who says you can confirm it? I understand once something is here, I can cement it to the ground. I can go ahead and confirm it. I can do a kama. But if I don't have something here, who's to say I can cement it to the ground? Hakama is just the opposite. It's a lot easier to do hakama on a neder that's extant, that is here, that is present, than it is to do hakama on a neder that's not here. Who's to say you can do hakama? There's no neder here. But hafara is just the opposite. Hafara is getting rid of something. So if hafara can erase something that's already here, all the more so it can stop it from ever taking effect. That is the way the Ran learns the difference between hafara and hakama. The Rush, interestingly, over here, in Dibra Maskel Hari, says differently. I'll just say it outside. The Rush says a different word. The Rush says is that the problem is, if you say any netter you take, I want it to be hakama. I want it to be a good neder. Maybe at the end of the day, says the Rush, is that you don't want it to be. And you're going to have an hakama betalus. It'll be a neder betalus. Therefore, he says it doesn't work because maybe you don't want it. So therefore, he says that's why hakama is no good. Maybe you did want a neder and you did a fara, but that's different. That's not called betalus. That you just did away with it. But if you want the neder to stay, but you're saying that right now, but you don't know what the neder is, it's going to end up coming to a toast. That's the way the Rush says. It says differently than the Rans. Now, there's talk about this. Yes, toast, not toast. Some want to say is, who cares if it's a toast? There's a lot of raid over here, not going to get into. There is a third sheet over here. The Rasha says in the back. He says, I'm very bothered. He says, how do you know that you can do hakama? Where do we know? The Pasuk says, Ule iser, iser al nafsho. And it's le iser, it's you're making usser something that she was already ussered onto herself. That you're making something usser, that's something she already ussered on herself. He says, the Pasuk itself is screaming to us saying, is that what? You already have to have something that's usser on her. It's already there. And he doesn't understand. How does no one say that's a pasha pshada what the pasuk means? If it means over here you're making usr something she already made usr on herself, that means it's already here. You can only do it once she made it usr on herself. You can't do it make it usr on her before she made it usr on herself. Therefore, the Rashat says a little bit different. You could say the Ran's al derech the Ran, whatever way it's going to be. That's the way he says it. There's a few different ways to go. What we're dealing with hakama over here. Okay.
So he can be...
So the Chachamim that argue say no, because we have a hekesh between Ishi Kamin and Echeferena, only if you can. Meaning the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Eliezer's Kavachomer, however you want to say it, if you like the Ran or the Rush. They agree, but they say because we have a Pasuk, the Pasuk says not like that. So that's a limit. It says only something you can be making, you can do Hafar on. They agree to the logic. Right. It's just they don't. That's the problem over here.
Oh, and the whole subject is...
There's a kash over here, the Nidri's reason, one of the Chroni masks. He says, I don't understand the Kavachomer. We really could have said just the opposite. He says like this. He says, if she takes a neder before the hafara, so we understand how it works. That what? So she took a neder and she says, okay, I'm doing it. I'll das. If you want to go ahead and be made for it, fine. He says, however, if he does the hafara first, right, and then she takes a neder, she's saying that what? I know you want to be made for my nadarim, right? Because he said to her, what? He said to his wife, call Nadarim Shadarim Akan, they're made for. And then she says, I don't care. So what is she saying? She's not saying, I'm taking a neder, I'll das, you can be made for it. So why should it work? Oh. She's saying, Afal Pekane. Afal Pekane.